It's Marketplace Tech for Monday, April 17th. I'm Molly Wood, in for Ben Johnson. Another fight over net neutrality is looming. Reports suggest that new FCC chairman Ajit Pai is already working on changes to the Obama-era rules, and that he wants internet service providers to regulate themselves when it comes to providing equal access to sites and services. And late last week, a tech industry trade group called the Internet Association met with Chairman Pai on behalf of companies that include Alphabet / Google, Amazon, Facebook, Salesforce, and many others. They say they would like the current net neutrality rules to stay in place. Michael Beckerman is CEO of the Internet Association. Michael, what's the message these companies want to send?
I think the important thing to focus on here is what these rules mean for consumers. And what it means for the ecosystem of innovation that exists online for the startups of today and tomorrow. The reason that we support the existing rules are it allows for the perfect competition that happens on the internet. And really, it's a perfect economic model where consumers have complete freedom to go back and forth and don't have gatekeepers. Our point of view are that the 2015 rules that are in effect today are working, and we should just leave it in place. And so we'll just see how that plays out.
Do you think consumers always are able to draw a bright line to the benefits? I'm thinking about zero rating, which was a little bit of a loophole in the open internet order, and which is now being used, you know, in many cases to provide consumers with services they really like free streaming of YouTube that doesn't count against their data plan. Do you think consumers always understand what is and what isn't good for them?
Yeah, I give consumers a lot more credit than that. You know, there are versions of zero rating that benefit the ecosystem and benefit consumers. An example of that would be what T-Mobile has done, where you take an entire class of service and you say anybody that offers streaming music, for example, is eligible to be on our zero-rated plan. They're not picking winners and losers. They're just saying any music platform. So if today you decided to create a new music platform, you'd be able to go side by side with Spotify and Pandora, for example. That's a version of good zero rating that helps consumers. A bad version would be if they say we're only going to allow our owned content. And so maybe look at what AT&T does perhaps with DirecTV, saying, you know, we're going to have a special tier for the content that we as the ISP own and a different set of rules for any competing products. That, in my view, does hurt consumers. And I do think people can see the difference between those two.
Michael Beckerman is CEO of the Internet Association. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Apple just got a permit to test self-driving cars in California. It joins 29 other companies that have robot cars cruising around here. But the biggest barrier to autonomous driving might not be the beta testing. It's finding the engineers to build them. The war for autonomous car talent is so hot that it has led to lawsuits, the poaching of talent, and absurd salaries and retention bonuses. So how desperate is the talent situation? John Leonard heads up research at MIT's Department of Mechanical Engineering, where he runs a lab dedicated to autonomous robotics. John, how are you?
Great.
So obviously, we've been hearing a lot about employee poaching, industrial espionage in the driverless car industry. How fierce is the competition for these engineers and this skill set?
So the competition is really fierce. And I think what many people might not realize is that the same technology for self-driving cars, namely computer vision, robotics, and machine learning, is also really hot in tech and things like virtual reality and drones. And so in general, like when students graduate from a place like MIT or Stanford or Berkeley with a PhD in computer vision or robotics or learning, they have many, many offers. And places like Facebook and Google and Apple are snapping up a lot of talent.
Oh, interesting. So it's not that the skills around building autonomous vehicles are so rare. It's actually that they just have so many other offers?
It's maybe a combination of both. I think there's certain unique opportunities or certain unique experiences that people have with robotics that make them really highly suited to self-driving. One of the things that's really cool today is that we're seeing a transformation not just in driving, but in a bunch of other industries fueled by things like machine learning and computer vision.
How much of a barrier is the talent war to the rollout of autonomous car technology? We keep hearing 5 years, but we need people to build it first, right?
Well, I'd say that the competition is just really strong. And having said that, you know, like I'm at a place now, I'm an MIT professor, but I'm on sabbatical at a place called Toyota Research Institute. We had a goal of growing by about 50 people last year, and we doubled that. And so I think if you look hard and you have an exciting vision, you can attract the talent. There are so many startups and so many tech companies and traditional OEMs and tier one suppliers going in that all are looking. And if you have the talents, you really have a lot of opportunities.
What do you think when you look at something like the Uber Waymo lawsuit? Is it so much about the talent, or does it also include, you know, a technology infrastructure that might already be built?
Well, that's a hard one. There are a lot of things involved there. Kind of the technology piece and the personnel piece. What I think is, I think that books are going to be written about this age that we've been in, you know, since the Google Car Project launched in 2009, the tremendous surge in the technology. I think there are a lot of interesting characters and visionary people that were involved, people like Sebastian Thrun. And I think we kind of need some time, but I think history, I hope, will judge this era favorably. Hopefully, we will have made a strong impact, you know, with much safer cars and better mobility for all.
That's John Leonard from MIT's Department of Mechanical Engineering. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks very much.
Now, both the stakes and the amount of money invested in this technology are enormous. As you just heard, Uber is locked in a lawsuit with Google's parent company, Alphabet, over whether it stole self-driving car tech when it hired away two engineers. In a statement to the court last week, Uber said that if it has to stop working on self-driving car tech, it could hurt the company's efforts to be a, quote, viable business. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.